Welcome back to the podcast. This is Mike. While at EduCon, Sean and I had the opportunity to meet with several students that attend the Science Leadership Academy. It was impressive to see how involved the kids were in the theory behind their education. In this podcast, you'll hear an interview with one of the students. The student will talk about student anxiety, rules at the school, how the SLA creates its learning environment, dealing with internet distractions, how the school polices open access to the internet, and the lengths that students travel to attend the school. There also will be an extensive segment about the uses of Moodle to encourage student and teacher collaboration at school, both during the school day and after the school day. Take a listen, think about how this relates to your school, and enjoy.
About any of those kind of feelings.
Well, like I said, my ideal class is more of a, you get a workshop sometimes, but then a lot of working time. I take advantage of that fully. And like I said, the lunch is an hour long. So, you know, I get a lot of my benchmark work done during lunch if I'm not talking to my friends or playing a game or something. And also, a great thing is you can always ask for help. And we have great places around the school. Like, we have a literature lab on the third floor and then a math lab on the fifth floor. And they might be called the lit lab or the math lab, but it's really just a quiet place to work. You can go in there, and even if you have to, like, record something, you can do that there. And then our drama room is empty a lot of the time. So if you really need a sort of quiet space, you can go there. And like I said, the whole collaboration thing really helps. Like, we use Google Docs extensively because so many people can get on that and edit it and upload any information, share all that, quotes, examinations, analysis, arguments, anything. And then, speaking of which, I don't think that I told you that much about Moodle, did I?
Oh, that was the question!
That was the question.
Yes! Thank you! That was what I needed to ask about, because I am just now entering a course for educators about running an online classroom, and I noticed on your website, like, you guys have, like, 80 classrooms that are connected to Moodle, and I wanted to know...
Can I give you a word of advice?
What's going on, yes.
We use Moodle a lot. That's pretty much because it's a free program, and because it's designed for this sort of thing. If you have the option, go for Blackboard.
Cool. See, that's so curious.
It costs money, but it is a lot more reliable. It doesn't crash.
Oh, so the Moodle crashes.
And Moodle crashes very frequently. We have a lot of server issues. We didn't have them as much last year, but apparently... ours can't support 500-plus students and then all the staff. It crashes very frequently.
So the crash is more of a result of the magnitude of Moodle courses and students that are on your particular network because it needs to be set up on your network and whatnot. You see. So I wonder if, you know, Reading might not have that particular issue. Because we don't have a whole lot of Moodle courses, but if the school is to ever go to that. But anyway, go ahead.
So yeah, Moodle is actually a beautiful idea, you know, just a collaborative workspace where people can upload things. You know, grades can be presented on there and everything. But in practice, it's still pretty buggy. It has a lot of stuff to work out. There are a lot of things that I like about it, though, especially... you know, maybe a teacher will post, like, an article or something that they found interesting, or maybe an essay. Like, in my English class, we read one by, I can't remember the author's name. And then a journal was posted afterwards where we reflect on that. But the thing is, students are actually encouraged to write the journal in Word first and then copy and paste it to Moodle. Because when Moodle crashes, you will lose your work. But it is... I have to admit, it's a pretty decent system.
Is there anything you feel like Moodle supports that I couldn't do from, say, like, a wiki? Where...
It has that sort of collaboration feel, but if you want to be a bit more private, you know, if your students don't want to share something, then they should use Moodle, because then only them and the teacher can say it, instead of everyone.
I see, so there can be, through Moodle, there can be, and unfortunately I haven't started, like, we're just starting the class, I think, next week. There can be the direct communication to and from the teacher, but there can also be this sort of being able to publish things to an immediate place where all the students can reach also.
Yeah, some pros, well, that's why we use Drupal, because Drupal is for sharing with everyone. Moodle is for sharing with the teacher and reflecting.
Oh, okay.
Good and deal. One of the great things about Moodle is the forum potential, and also the mailing system. It's called
discussion boards, essentially.
Discussion boards and forums, and then there's these things called Moodle messages. It's kind of like an email client.
Okay.
Except you don't have it's not separate. It's actually built into Moodle itself. So you know, if a teacher is going to be out, they can actually get on their computer and they can send students a message.
The Moodle platform, send message to kids, do this.
Like my geometry teacher is not going to be here last period, so she sent my entire class a Moodle message, including a link that has their work.
Of course.
And another great thing about Moodle is if you ever miss a day, like I said, there's the whole conferencing and sharing thing, but also all of the work is posted on Moodle. So if you really miss that much, you can go back, you can check Moodle, you can see what you did, what you didn't do, what you need to get done.
Do you have, when you go on to Moodle, all of your courses are there, is that right?
Yes, all the courses are displayed on the front page.
If Mike doesn't mind, would you mind going on to maybe like what you feel is the best Moodle course that you're on right now? Can I see that, or is that not something you can really
do? Sure.
Is that okay? I don't see it necessarily. It's not something like, is it fully customizable for the teacher?
Moodle the teachers really can customize it fully. It's more of a, it provides like a basic platform and layout.
Yeah, template.
But content-wise, and as far as how that, it really depends on the teacher. Like, Mr. Sanchez is all about collaboration and working together and then working independently, reading, observing. But then Ms. Pahomov, my English teacher, is more about, I'm going to read this poem, I'm going to read this essay, I'm going to respond about how I feel about it in a journal entry. So, and then, other teachers will, post an image, or, for my Spanish class, Ms. Gerke, who's my Spanish teacher, will post, four images of students in the school or something else, and she'll have us write a sentence in Spanish about what we think they're doing.
Okay.
So, it's pretty open.
And they'll post it on the thing. So that's something. The Moodle is actually something that would be used within the school day.
Yes, Moodle is very frequently used.
And it's like, and it kind of, it allows students to work independently at their pace, and the teacher to be able to kind of move around the room.
That's what Moodle and Drupal are for.
That's pretty much how it happens.
But then, if we want to collaborate, we use, we even use text messaging sometimes. Skype, iChat, ADM, instant messaging clients, MSN, and Google Docs. And Google Wave is one thing that we're starting to employ.
Okay.
Even though we haven't found much of a practical use for it.
Yeah.
Same with us. Yeah.
Like, that's actually what
that
we use.
That sounds about right.
That's what we use for most of our EDUCOM planning.
Uh-huh.
But it's still in a beta phase, so,
Uh-huh.
A few kinks here and there.
So that's curious. So the assignment is essentially distributed, and then people work and go. I'll be curious to see how that course goes.
Well, like I said earlier, it's more of a, not a you will do this, you will do that, problems 1, 2, and 3. It's more of a, this is the problem, I want you to come up with a solution. Like I said, it's more of a college-type environment.
Mm-hmm.
Also, something great about our school is we're welcome to do whatever we want within reason. I mean, as long as we're not fist-fighting in the hallway, we can pretty much do anything. Like, if you look over there, I put a nice little collection of stickies reflecting my opinion on Twilight.
That was you, huh?
That was me.
That was you.
I
guess that was one of the first things
the
I saw. I was like,
bursting into
I was thinking, I was like, is this like Digo on the posters? Just like social bookmarking posters through the school. I thought I was going to see that everywhere.
Something else pretty funny you guys might want to hear. I did this a couple months ago. It was more of a social experiment to see how people react, how people think. Because like I said, I'm really interested in the subconscious and the human mind. I took a big, thick thing of sticky notes, and I wrote the most obscure, very random words on them, and I just posted them all over the school. And then I listened to people and I tried to gauge the reactions. You know, are they trying to figure out patterns? Are they just ignoring them? And I got some funny reactions.
Of course, not directly to you.
No one knew that I did it. Yeah, until I announced afterwards that it was me. Oh, another great thing about Moodle. I said, like, forums and discussion boards.
Yes.
There's this thing that we have called a SLA talk, where students can bring up issues in the school, or essentially talk about anything. So this is Moodle's homepage.
Yes.
And it's actually pretty nifty because, like, the admin can post whatever here. So that's the schedule for January 26th. It was altered because we had a half day that day.
Okay.
And then one of the things that I like is online users in the last 5 minutes. So there's me, and then a lot of teachers and students. You can put forums. And then I love the calendar feature on Moodle.
Because if I highlight a day, a few different options.
It'll say what work I have today and where it can be found.
As long as the teacher posts it.
Yeah, as long as the teacher posts
it. Headline.
So I was just talking about SLA Talk. That's what I'm going to start you guys with because it's
pretty easy to figure out. Discussion board of sorts.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you could hit events, and it'll take you to different events that people plan. Let's see, these are all posted by teachers.
Okay.
So let's go back, because that's the teacher section. The student section is under news. And you're probably going to laugh, because it'd be everything from, I thought that's some free porn for a second. I was a little scared. Music survey, SLA movie night, this or that is kind of interesting. It's more of
a big reply page.
Oh, yeah. A couple thousand. It's, you know, muffins or cupcakes, so much not to muffins, math or science. So, you know, it can be weird stuff like that into informal stuff.
Those are constantly changing pages there?
These are constantly being posted by students. Like, mm-hmm. I can post whatever I want. Like, reflection or something. I'm not actually going to post
it. Yeah, I was
going to
say, you know. Anyway, but yeah, so, it'll post
movie night.
On...
It also functions as sort of a lost and found.
Sure.
See, like, I found a watch, and that one's a joke.
Louis Vuitton.
So, what are some of the reasons why you like working through this kind of a format and organizing?
I like this kind of format because I like hearing what other people have to say. See, it could be anything, and then Tupac or Biggie. That was a funny one.
So this is a kids. This is
it's a kids thing or professional.
Yeah, I don't want to call it kids, but yeah, it's essentially a little student forum board, little sound off spot.
So I'll show you probably one of the best done Moodle pages is my geometry page.
I'd love to see one of the best, you know, Moodle best practices.
I would say that this is probably the best example because if you look, my teacher actually posts the class notes.
Yeah.
So if you're out that day, you can download it and you can see what we're doing.
Okay, does he write them on the board? Does he capture them like?
Yeah, she writes them on the board on her smart board.
Smart board, and then capture, paste, bam.
They're mostly PowerPoint presentations or PDFs.
Okay.
All right. And different resources like that Word document, and then assignments are posted there.
Sure.
So yeah, it's a really nice example. And then there's the EDUCOM one, actually. This is more for tomorrow than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Since I'm a tech guy, I'm in on this. How to connect to Illuminate, which is the program that we're using.
Yep.
For the streaming.
Familiar.
And then, like, the messaging system, like I said. I can pull this up, send a message to any person in the school, which is pretty awesome.
Now, is that, like, a message that will get dropped in a box, or is that a live, like, instant
messenger?
That'll get
dropped into their inbox.
Into
it's more of an
inbox.
Email.
Okay.
Can I see just a discussion board in action? Just sort of...
Like, actual discussion board?
From a class.
All right. I can pull up one from my English class.
Like you said, your teacher would post a poem and a reflection, and then would kids comment off that, or they post their own reflections beside it?
Invisible Knapsack Forum. It's more of a... See Peggy McNosh's article and list of 50 privileges of white people.
Oh, I see. So
the teacher
here.
Starts it.
Yep.
And then they reply here.
And then bam.
And this is something you're doing in class?
Yeah. Yep. See, we actually have some problems with Moodle. Like, this shows up at the top of a lot of posts, and we still haven't figured out why.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if it's because are they pasting from?
No, they're not. It's not something they're writing them. Themselves. But apparently,
no, they paste it from the Windows Word. Or, I mean, the Word or something.
It could be. That's
I
actually
think it's probably they're it's probably trying to give all the font jargon.
So another kind of big question while you guys are looking at this. Another issue that sometimes comes up with when you're doing so much work on computers and submitting things electronically in class, folks are worried about students either distracting and not staying on task or not losing kind of spoken skills.
All right,
is something that comes up.
So the best thing to do here will be to demonstrate it. Facebook.com.
Book.
Yep. MySpace.com.
Oh, block. Is it all block? That's curious.
Congregate.com. Block.
Now, are any kids actively trying to get around the
some students were able to figure out a proxy server, and the policy in the beginning of the year was, you know what, if you're smart enough to get around the school district blocks, then we're going to let you go as long as you're not looking at porn or plotting to blow up the school.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And like I said, it's a lot of responsibility given to the students along with freedom.
Yeah.
It's more of a, you can sit in class on iChat all day, sure, but you're going to fail. You're going to have problems, and that's up to you. It's more of a, I'm going to present the resources, and you have the option to either take hold of them and use them, or waste them.
Now, is there ever, so let's assume, I'm just curious about how the school typically, I mean, I'm sure there's always individual cases, but let's assume that a kid is falling behind. Does the school ever place sanctions on it, like, okay, you can't be using the chat, or so they do, the school
does. Are you familiar with Simple Finder?
No.
We put child locks on the person's computer. We lock them out of iChat, we lock them out of every website except Moodle. We take away all the fun programs like Skype, iChat, iTunes, iPhoto, so Calendar. We take away everything except TextEdit and Safari that can get to Moodle.
So essentially it's a privilege,
so
and if you're violating your privilege, you lose it.
It's not a bad idea, and it's actually a pretty effective system.
I mean, even the threat of it in itself.
If I may be blunt, people are scared shitless of getting put on Simple Finder.
Yeah, because they can't
you
interact
can't
the way you want to do.
Anything.
You can't do what you want to do on it.
We take everything away, and I'm actually one of the students that's responsible for putting computers on Simple Finder.
Mm.
I'm a tech guy, and
right.
We actually have an administrator password for everything, so that students can't download, you know, their own software or anything
right.
like that.
Mm-hmm. They need to go through IT for, like, approved.
Yeah. They need to go through.
So then the other part of the question was, so the spoken part of class.
Oh, sorry.
You know?
The spoken part.
How do you feel about that?
Like I said, it's not... Everything isn't done on the computer. A lot of it is, a lot of our research, a lot of our projects. But that whole mock trial thing, it's not like you can do the entire thing on the computer, you know?
Right.
And we still have riveting debates in class. And like I said, perspective is a big focus in 10th grade. And point of view, so it's more people sharing their point of view, debating how they feel about things, sharing their opinions. It's not all, I'm going to type this all down. And other than that, like on official forums, like that one that I showed you in English class, if people use like memes or internet jokes or stuff, or if they troll, or if they type like diss, you know, hey yo, I was up and no, you don't do that. It's more of a. I made a post on this on SLA Talk a while back, and it got a lot of replies. It's more of a, everything that you write on Moodle is going to be attached to your name for the remainder of your high school. Do you really want to reflect yourself and make yourself sound like a Neanderthal?
And so it's a culture thing. It's a student culture thing, more so than teachers saying, don't troll or don't
No,
don't
teachers
talk
will
like
not
this.
Say anything. In fact, they'll pretty much just ignore you if you do something stupid. But you will be shunned by your fellow students, because we don't go for that. Except on SLA Talk, it's a little more lenient. Yeah, shorthand is okay, even though it's not really encouraged. But, yeah, people are held to certain standards.
And that comes from the buy-in and everything at the from day one when the freshmen are getting welcomed by the 200 seniors type of thing. Cool.
Glorious. Glorious.
You have any other questions at all?
How many miles out is that?
I live... My house is 13.37 miles away from the school. And I travel that distance every day to get here.
How do you get in?
I take a separate bus. Oh. The 9 bus, which goes all the way across the expressway and up through two neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
It's an hour to an hour and a half, depending on traffic conditions.
Each way?
Each way. Mm-hmm. But it is totally worth it. And an hour and a half, depending on traffic conditions.
Each way?
Each way.
Mm-hmm.
But it is totally worth it. And I have a very interesting contrast when it comes to my education, because my old school, the founder is actually here today, two of them are, and they're presenting. It was a project-based charter school that has maybe 100 students in the entire school. For instance, my 8th grade graduating class had 12 students. Also project-based. It was at the Schuylkill Valley Nature Center, which is... It's a nature center. It's in a 100-acre woods, Winnie the Pooh.
Good reference.
Yeah. I feel like I'm getting the best of both worlds. Total immersion in the woods. And, like, we had a hiking program instead of physical education. And, you know, we would go on wicked across the woods hikes.
Yeah.
And now I have this.
And that's part of the curriculum.
And now here, it's a lot of freedom, a lot of wandering around the city.